Welcome, everybody, back to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm your host, Donovan Berry, recording from day two at the How Design Live Conference. We're actually sitting here in the Nina Paper booth. I've got with me Adam Halon. Is that how you pronounce it, Adam?
That is how you pronounce it. A rare correct pronunciation on the first try.
Yeah, and Adam, where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, so you just rolled right in. There's no issue with this at all. You're just happy to be here.
I did not get a hotel room or any like paid for meals, unfortunately, but yes.
So you're just sleeping on the street and bumming crumbs. I like it. That'll work. It's a good deal. Your boss is probably happy that you're saving them cash.
Oh, totally. I mean, they love me for it.
What's the thing you've gotten so far from the conference? Is there anything that's really struck you? Like, wow, that was great. I'm so glad I showed up for it. Or what is the thing that you're waiting for?
Well, I was really stoked about going to that hand lettering thing yesterday. And I think everyone was surprised that it was an extra paid for thing that you had to register for. And
oh, welcome to the before the event kickoff events. Yeah.
And you know what I did that was really stupid was I somehow snuck past like the mean mugging security guard. But then I was like, I don't think I'm actually in the right room. And when I went back out to look, she was like, ticket, ticket. And I was like, well, no, I'm out. So I just went to something else instead.
So what's the one thing that got you to come here to How this year? Because they change it every year. But like, who's the speaker or what's the event where you're like, that's it?
They're going to love this. It's like a corporate America. I had like a list of goals and they're like, hey, like, why don't you go to like a conference? The How one's in Chicago. We won't even have to put you up in a hotel or anything. So,
well, hopefully you'll get some inspiration while you're here. At the very least, you'll like learn something, or you'll meet some people, do some networking, find better places to, you know, sleep under the bridge wherever you're doing.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's much better than being at work.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Adam. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm here now with Dallas Franklin from Nina Paper. Dallas, you're like, what do you do at Nina again?
I'm the art director for Nina Paper.
And so you're responsible for a lot of what we see in this booth, or at least approving parts of it and such.
Yeah, so we have some wonderful design partners that we worked with. So we recently relaunched our classic brands, and we worked with Poom at Design Army in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and the paper rep came through Omaha and had a whole presentation on it. The stuff looks great. And I hear that, is it the Tech Weave Cobalt that is just flying off the shelves or something like that?
Yes. So we worked with a designer to develop these new colors and new textures that we're really excited about. And so we leveraged all that great imagery that she created for us, the digital man and the classic man. So we used our new textures and colors to really bring that to life, bring those visuals to life.
Now, when you say classic man, this looks like a mannequin, but is it like special made? Is this not just a regular off-the-shelf mannequin, or will it come to life at night? I don't know how these things work.
So we affectionately call him Dapper Dan, and Dapper Dan is sporting aubergine linen pants and a imperial red tech weave coat with a cobalt bow tie.
And it's like a fishtail coat. I mean, and you've like last year you guys had a lady up here with a dress made of paper. Dan here is fully decked down in paper. And by the way, I was very upset because I did have the same outfit yesterday and I had to go back and change because I realized Dan was not going to change.
So Dan, it was hard to kind of bring him to life. It was trial and error. So we decided to do kind of a linear treatment on his pants. And then we thought the circles would really offset that for his jacket.
Okay, and other than this, you guys also are giving out maps to Chicago. I see colored pencils and outfits for like a monkey.
Yeah, so this was an idea for Flat Howie. So this is based on the Flat Stanley doll that's very popular in elementary schools. So instead of a doll, we decided to do a sock monkey. So Flat Howie.
And for those who follow How, there was a Howie actual sock monkey that used to come to these conferences, would go out to the first bar hop and then disappear. And so thus somebody has made in the gift pack an actual paper version of him so that they can't all disappear.
Yes, and he has all these wonderful outfits. So every day you can stop by the Nina booth and get a new outfit for Flat Howie, post them online, tag us on Instagram, and you can win a prize.
And how do people go? This was a week ago. How do people? What's the hashtag that people need to go to catch what all has happened with Flat Howie?
It's hashtag Flat Howie 2017.
H-O-W-I-E 2017.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Dallas. We'll catch up with you guys later. It's great. It's great to see your booth.
Thank you.
All right. And I'm over here now at the Real Thread booth. I've walked over here and talking to Lloyd. We were talking yesterday, Lloyd Wilkinson. How you doing, Lloyd? How's this booth going?
It's going pretty good, Donovan. How's everything going for you, man?
Good. And man, I tell you what, when you give out T-shirts and you're letting people screen print their own shirts, by the way, I'm terrible at screen printing. We talked about that. I'm bad. But you get the line. Like, there's a line. And we're holding up even more, which I do appreciate.
Yeah. It gets honestly gets really hectic in here. People rush over here as soon as the doors open.
And what's the idea with the booth, with Real Thread? I mean, you guys sell T-shirts, so is the idea people get to actually print on your shirt, they get to feel your shirt, they can become attached?
Yeah, we honestly want people to feel the super soft ink that we use. And, yeah, we want people to have a fun time. We don't want to just hand out T-shirts. Anybody can do that. And this, it's a hands-on experience for people.
And where do people go to find out more about Real Thread? Because obviously this happened a week ago. They're not here.
So they want to go to realthread.com, and they can jump on there. They can give us a call anytime, email us, and find out any information.
And what's your selling point? Like what makes Real Thread better than – there's a lot of shirt companies. I know there are. But why – other – I mean, what's the thing that makes you guys stand out, especially in the design market?
So there's – I would probably say two things from my opinion. One would be the way that we print using the super soft water inks. Sorry, I'm stuttering at the moment.
You know, I might cut that out. I probably won't because I don't, but, you know, I could.
Yeah. Just keep it. It's way better that way. But honestly, the second thing that we truly specialize in besides our water-based inks would be the customer service. We want to go above and beyond to make sure that everybody is taken care of and just has an incredible experience using Real Thread.
All right. Well, thankfully, you guys have people that are better at running these screens than I am. I appreciate your time, and I know you guys got to get back because I think I'm holding up this line, but thanks very much for your time.
Donovan, no worries, man. Hopefully you can make use out of this thing.
Oh, of course. All right, we walked over to the LinkedIn booth, and I've got Dan Smolinski with me. Dan, how you guys doing?
Good. I think we've been getting a lot of engagement going on here, helping to promote our new freelance marketplace, which is LinkedIn ProFinder.
And I like what you guys are doing. You guys have this is a great booth. You're taking headshots for people for free, I assume.
Yeah. Yep. So actually, the story behind the whole headshot photographer is we plucked him from ProFinder. He's actually one of our pros. So we went through, found him, kind of paired him up to this opportunity, which is essentially what the platform's really about.
Because I think my profile is just like a rotten kiwi sitting on top of like a car tire. But my LinkedIn isn't getting much work. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
Yeah, so definitely, you know, you get in what you put into it. So taking that time and giving the love to your profile, that's honestly how our pros get work, and that's how they got work before they were ever a part of this new freelance marketplace, having that profile up to date. The resume is kind of a dying breed, so really keeping that digital, transformative, you know, always putting your projects on there, the new things you're doing. Just keeping it up to date. That's how I got my job at LinkedIn. So,
and I assume that's what this is about. You take a headshots for the designers here. We sign up. I think I got mine set up for tomorrow. And then having a professional headshot supposedly is going to, you know, equal money.
Yeah. So I think it's 14 times more on LinkedIn if you have a picture in general. So having a top-notch headshot, it's only going to get you more visibility on LinkedIn. People are more attracted with their eyes to somebody who has a nice profile picture. So, yeah.
And that has to do with lighting. It looks professional. It looks clean. I mean, I think the picture before I had was a Polaroid, but the problem was it fell out of my car. I ran over it a couple times, and then I think I did I think I grabbed my phone camera and took a snap of it and uploaded it. It got me a little bit of results, but not what I was looking for. So I'm really hoping this one tomorrow is going to do better.
Definitely. I think the picture of a picture, it's not always the best. Maybe we have a lot of those little baby thumbnails that we see on people's profile pictures. But, yeah, I'm not a photographer, but I can tell when these professionals take these photos that they separate you out from other profiles when people are looking.
All right, and what is this Pro Center you talked about, or the Pro Finder? How is that different than the – because I do have a LinkedIn account. Because but what does a Pro Finder do that my regular LinkedIn page isn't?
Okay, so Pro Finder is set up through LinkedIn.com. We use the profile information from your normal LinkedIn.com side. This is a new marketplace that you can apply to be a part of. It's like a two-second application if you're a designer, a marketer, a photographer, even in accounting, you know, we have tax solutions. All of these different types of individual service providers on our site, we've never had a place for them to get dedicated work. So that's where we're at right now with how the ProFinder works and what you can do to be a part of it. You apply once we approve you, then you start getting these projects into your local area. It's very simple, very straightforward. For the consumers, it's the same thing. They come to the site with the need. You know, they put their information into the form. Once we approve it and submit it through. Then it goes out to these local pros in those areas. And we're essentially the matchmaker right now. That's where
and, we're. And do people have to go? Do I go to LinkedIn? I forgot to say LinkedIn. LinkedIn is at LinkedIn.com.
Yep.
But is there a different area I have to go to for the ProFinder? Is it a hidden tab? Like,
Yeah. So on our new homepage, I'm calling it our work waffle. It's the little nine dots in the right top corner. You can get to ProFinder from there. Otherwise, it's www.linkedin.com/ProFinder. If you want to get to the application page, put a /pros on the back end of that.
That's like a double pro, man. I don't even know if I can do the one pro, but I'll try it out. I'll check it out. But, Dan, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing how this goes. And hopefully my headshot's going to just rake in the cash.
It's going to be a game changer. I think it's definitely going to spike everything through the roof for you. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks, Dan. And we're going to end our day two coverage over here at the Wheels for Water / Rule 29 booth with Wills Francis. Wills, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Donovan. How are you?
Good. How many miles you got to put on this? How many miles does Justin make you put on this bike per day before he lets you leave?
We're around 3 or 4 miles a day is our quota, and then we might be able to get out of here at a reasonable hour.
And you guys got an active booth. Like people are actively on these bikes. They're actively purchasing some merchandise and supporting your cause. How's this working out for you guys so far?
It's going great. The support has been awesome so far, and we're still early in the conference. We can't wait to see what people do and what the response is going to be the remainder of the time here.
What outside of the booth stuff, what are you looking forward to actually seeing at the conference? Because thankfully they moved the exhibit hall hours. It's still open a lot, but it's not open what it was, which means you guys can actually like maybe catch something. Is there something you're looking forward to the rest of the week?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Malcolm Gladwell. That's gonna be my the talk I'm gonna hit up for sure. Outside of all this Wheels for Water stuff, so.
And he was here just a couple years ago, so bringing him back, obviously he really brought it. I'm sure he's gonna bring it again.
It's gonna be great. We're looking forward to it.
All right, Wills. Well, thank you very much for everyone. It's wheels4water.com, and we appreciate .org. Does somebody have the .com?
I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter as much as ours.
All right, it does make sense. You are a nonprofit, so feel free to donate. Feel free to come by the booth. Well, that was last week in Pedal. I guess now you just have to run to the Rule 29 office and probably run one of these stationary bikes in the office next week.
That's right. Yeah, we're always taking donations at wheelsforwater.org. Be sure to follow us online on social media at wheelsforwater.
All right, thanks. We'll catch up with you guys later.
Thanks, Donovan.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by DustLab. Find out more at myspace.com/DustLab.